ABC News, Democrat gun control push may give GOP a November win. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 5, 2020. After surveying the Virginia landscape, ABC News reported Tuesday the Democrat gun control push may result in a November win for Republicans. Virginia Democrats won historic victories in November 2019, resulting in Democrat control of the legislature and governorship. Governor Ralph Northam, D., quickly made clear the Democrat victories would result in a war on guns, and state lawmakers followed suit by filing bills to criminalize private gun sales via universal background checks, limit the number of handguns Virginians could purchase in a given month, allow local municipalities to bar concealed carry from certain buildings, and ban assault weapons, suppressors, high-capacity magazines, among other things. 5 days prior to a January 20, 2020, Second Amendment rally on the Richmond Capitol grounds, Northam went so far as to temporarily declare the grounds gun-free. This meant pro-gun attendees who carried firearms had to stay outside the perimeter of the actual rally in order to stay legal. Thereafter, Democrat lawmakers discussed making the grounds gun-free on a permanent basis. Moreover, just days after 20,000-plus Virginians peaceably rallied for gun rights, Virginia Democrats began passing the gun control bills that had been filed weeks prior. Throughout this process, over 100 local governments in Virginia declared Second Amendment sanctuary status, making clear they had no intention of enforcing gun controls that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. Moreover, numerous law enforcement officials voiced their opposition to. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins made clear he would deputize thousands of Culpeper County residents so they could keep all their guns and use them to defend their liberty. In the face of such staunch opposition, Democrat lawmakers shelved the bill banning assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and suppressors, but they passed universal background checks, gun rationing, and legislation allowing local municipalities to ban concealed carry. Now ABC News reports the gun control push may cost Democrats in November. They note, Virginia has not backed a Republican for president since 2004, when President George W. Bush won a second term. Hillary Clinton won the state by 5 points over President Donald Trump in 2016. But they admit support for guns and opposition to gun laws does not fall clearly along party lines. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.